The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Newsom to the hoop from the baseline, and it's 37-26. There you go again. Very quickly, fast break. Lechte all the way to the hoop.
Having fun yet?
Yeah. Timberwolves say, I can do it one better. Giltner says, nah, we got it.
Tonight, it's a non-conference doubleheader as the Silver Lake Mustangs travel to Giltner to battle the Hornets. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
And the outlet pass knocked away, and the steal will be made here by Sydney Parth. Grable all the way down, lays it up and in. A dozen for Grable. And when they can get in space, they are really good in transition basketball.
The regular season is winding down, and both squads are looking for the last push of momentum heading into the postseason. It's the Mustangs and Hornets coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Giltner with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from the Hornet's Nest here in Giltner. It is time for Classic Hit 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com Thursday night basketball, the boys portion, as Giltner welcomes in Silver Lake. With our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda. Glad to have you along with us. Had a girls' game that came down to the final possession. Silver Lake needed a three to tie it. Giltner steals the inbounds pass with Cheney Tompkin, who takes it to the other end and lays it up. As time expires, Giltner scored the final 8 points to beat Silver Lake, 39-34. Now a boys' game between a Silver Lake team that has found a way to score some points, and Giltner likes to play a little more defense. Giltner 10-9, Silver Lake, after winning four in a row, has now dropped the pair of games. They're 7-10. And again, they're both in the same sub-district, which is coming up in a couple of weeks for the boys. Also up in Wood River. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll look at the starting lineups right after this.
Gary Michaels Clothiers at downtown Hastings and Kearney is cleaning out all remaining fall and winter inventory. Stop now and take 50% off all seasonal dress shirts, pants, suits, and sports coats. Entire stock of neckties, half off. Sportswear by Tommy Bahama, Enroe, Forsyth, Gunner, and Buck, 50% off. 50% off all wool top coats, wool car coats, and all remaining leather jackets. Ladies, 50% off all seasonal ladies' clothing and select Brighton is half off. Stock up and save at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney.
Time now for a look at the starting lineup, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For the Mustangs of Silver Lake, number 5 is a 5'6 senior, Journey Erickson. Number 11, 6-foot sophomore, Dakota Jamison. Number 23, 5'5 sophomore, Skylar Erickson. Number 31 is a 6'1 senior, Siler Monroe. And number 33, 5'8 junior, Quentin Journey. Head coach of the Mustangs is Terry Bauer, assisted by Nathan Dietz. They're 7-10. For Giltner, number 3, 6-foot junior, Brett Good. Number 10, 6-foot senior, Jared Hastings. Number 12, 5'9 senior, Nick Preisler. Number 20, 5'10 senior, Trevor Phillips. And number 44, 6'2 junior, Corey Hollick. The head coach of the Giltner Hornets is Matt Drew, assisted by Scott Dangler. They're 10-9 on the season. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We're about ready to get tonight's boys basketball game underway as Giltner takes on Silver Lake. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll tip it off next.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
Ball in the air, and the opening tip will be taken by Giltner. The first shot of the game is also up and in by Jared Hastings. Hastings knocks down a little nine-footer from the right wing, and the Hornets draw first blood up 2-0, try to put a little zone trap on. The ball tipped away by Trevor Phillips, and Silver Lake will turn it over as Hollick picked the loose ball, gives it to Brent Good. Spreading it against this zone defense of Silver Lake. On the right elbow with it is Hollick, a big kid at 6'2". Kick it on the wing, three-pointer on the way. No good by Hastings. And the rebound brought down by Dakota Jameson. And here come the Mustangs into the front court. It's Siler Monroe, one of the leading scorers and rebounders, as they get it to the baseline. And then the ball knocked away. Back-to-back turnovers for Silver Lake to start the game. Going coast-to-coast. Scoop shot is no good by Brett Good. And the rebound brought down by Monroe. Now Siler wants to go all the way. Draws some contact. The shot no good, but he's going to get a blocking foul. And free throws coming up here for Monroe. First foul of the game on Giltner's Jared Hastings. And Monroe out of the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Siler, the leading scorer, leading rebounder on this ball club. And the first free throw is on the way, and it is good. In fact, you check out the stats of today's Hastings Tribune, and he's right there in everything, no matter what class. Second free throw up, and it is in. So Monroe hits them both, and we are tied 2-2. Little full court pressure also going to be applied here by Silver Lake. Giltner takes some time. Hastings with it. Still in the back court. Now a long outlet pass into the front court to Phillips. Phillips will kick it back out on the wing, and they'll reset their offense. With it is Hastings. Skip pass left wing to Brett Good. Good gets it inside. The ball tipped and knocked away. Coming out of there with it, Monroe. Outlet pass. Layup at the other end. Quentin Journey on the assist from Siler Monroe, and Silver Lake gets their first lead at 4-2. In the front court, Giltner gets it to Good. Good looks at a three, doesn't take it, dumps it down to the baseline. Hollick doesn't even look at the shot, kicks it back out top. Good ball fake, then drives in, has it tipped away, and the steal is made. Back-to-back turnovers. Giltner runs again. Another layup by Journey, but it spins off. Tip try won't go by Dakota Jameson. The ball then out of bounds off the Mustangs. Got a good look in transition there, but could not finish. The UNK women fall tonight at 10th-ranked Pittsburgh State. Final score there was 87-68. The men are just underway, and we will keep you up to date on that as the ball game progresses. 4-2 here in favor of Silver Lake. Giltner working the ball around the perimeter. Take a three-pointer. It's on the way. In and out by Trevor Phillips. No good. Long rebound comes out to Journey Erickson. Erickson up ahead to his brother. Gets it back. Lays it up. It's in and a foul. Chance at a three-point play here for Journey Erickson. I should have said Quentin Journey, not his brother, but Quentin Journey and Journey Erickson were running the ball up and down the floor there and made the one extra pass to knock it home. And it's 6-2. The foul called on Trevor Phillips is his first. And Journey Erickson to try and complete the three-point play. Gets that ball right where he wants it in his palm, puts it up, and it is in. And it is 7-2, Silver Lake. So they turned it over the first two times, and now they have got a little something going after Giltner has turned it over. And checking into the ball game, Garacki, Alex Garacki, out for a three. Good. It's partially blocked out there by Quentin Journey. Silver Lake's got it. Up the floor, Skyler Erickson. He gives it in the corner for a three, Quentin Journey, but it's off the front of the rim. No good. Long rebound all the way out top. Finally controlled at midcourt by Brett Good. And he is going to be forced to get rid of the basketball. It ricochets for a layup on the backside that is missed. Offensive rebound, Giltner, and a foul. Christian Lichty got the first look, but could not finish things off. And an offensive rebound here for Garacki, and he will go to the line. The foul called on Dakota Jameson. First of the game on the Mustangs, and the free throw is on the way, and it is good. Seven to three in favor of Silver Lake. 3 minutes into our ball game. Again, the Central Catholic St. Cecilia game currently airing on 1230 AM KHAS. Kearney Catholic, Arcadia, Loop City on ESPN, 1460, 1550, and Garacki hits both free throws, 7-4 Mustangs. Pass to midcourt. Skylar Erickson surveys, gets it into the front court to Quentin Journey. Journey into the paint. A little scoop shot by Journey Erickson. No good. Ball brought down. Blake Meyer trying to force the turnover, but can't quite get it. Knocked it out of Justin Joyce's hands, but it will be Giltner basketball. Adams Central girls beat Ravenna tonight 63-46. And St. Cecilia over Central Catholic. Kearney Catholic over Arcadia Loup City easily. Silver Lake another steal. Driving scoop shot. Journey Erickson won't go. And Ben Henricks will get the rebound. Long outlet pass into the front court. Giltner always on the move. Lichty out to Good. Over to Henricks, who was named the Sertoma 8-man All-Star football game roster today. Nice bounce pass inside. The ball knocked out of the hands, though, of Gorecki as he tried to go up. And multiple substitutions again. It looks like four in, four out. Going to be the scenario here for Coach Matt Drew. He'll definitely have more depth than Silver Lake. As they get it into Henricks. Up top, they'll go to Phillips. Henricks, the only one that stayed on the floor during that switch during the break. Silver Lake matching up here. Ball out top, tipped, goes into the backcourt, but it was tipped and grabbed there by Trevor Phillips. Phillips with the goggles will bring it into the front court, give it to Jared Hastings, work it down to the baseline. Nowhere to go for Hollick. And a whistle as the ball is knocked out of bounds. Stays with Giltner. 7-4, Silver Lake out to the first lead here for them. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Inside, Phillips gets a turnaround jumper into the hands of Jared Hastings. The one-hand jump hook is up and in. And Hastings has both buckets here for Giltner to go along with a couple of free throws from Garacki, and it is 7-6, Silver Lake. 3:45 to go, first quarter. Ball between the circles. Siler Monroe draws two, three defenders, goes to the baseline to Journey Erickson. He'll put it up, have it knocked out of there by Henricks. And the other way we come, kick it out for a three. Phillips, it's too strong. Rebound brought down by Quentin Journey. 0-3 from the outside for Giltner. Nice crossover by Monroe. Kicks it into the left-hand corner to Journey Erickson. Erickson brings it out, and he'll give it to Quentin Journey. A tongue-twister type of lineup for the last couple years for the Mustangs, no matter what sport the boys are playing. Had such a great couple of years in six-man football. With the basketball, Blake Meyer throws it through the paint to Quentin Journey. Back to Meyer. Quick jumper from 10. Banks it in. Blake Meyer with his first bucket. Silver Lake 9 and Giltner 6. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Hastings headed to the hoop, but he forgot the basketball. Went back to get it. They'll rotate it into the right-hand corner to Phillips. Back into the paint, they'll go to Preissler. Preissler, as he turns, is whacked on the arm. And we'll have our second foul of the game on Silver Lake. Goes on Skylar Erickson, his first. And into the ball game for Silver Lake, Dakota Jamison. Back in for Giltner, Christian Lichty. And Giltner ball underneath their own hoop. Get it to Lichty right away. He'll skip it up top to Henricks. Henricks will hold the ball back to Lichty on the baseline. They'll find Preissler. Doesn't want anything to do with it. Tries to get it in the paint. The ball knocked away by Blake Meyer. Meyer to the other end. Makes the pass. The wild one. Somehow it's picked up. The loose ball to Journey Erickson. He'll pull up for three. It's off the iron. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to stay, it looks like, with Silver Lake. Great save down there. Nice Silver Lake in that transition, trying to get a layup and ended up throwing it away. They'll lob it in here on the inbounds to Siler Monroe. He'll work. He'll take it over Hollick and score. Tough, contested shot, but Siler Monroe gets his first bucket with a couple of free throws, and it's 11-6 Silver Lake. 2:15 to go here in the first quarter of play. Giltner right-hand corner, Lichty against the 2-3 zone. Lichty on the baseline to Hollick. Hollick, not a big score here. They'll kick it on the left wing for a three-pointer. Brett Good, no good. A rebound, Hollick, no good. Ends up in the hands of Skylar Erickson. And here comes Silver Lake. Don't have numbers, but Journey Erickson's going to take it in. And Hollick going for the block is going to be called for the foul. He blocked the ball, but he's called for the body foul. And so for Corey, that'll be his first. And at the line will be Journey Erickson to shoot two. Erickson averages 13 points a ball game. Siler Monroe, 21, as a team, 54. And the free throw is up, and it is good. They are a 62% free throw shooting team. 4 points now for Journey Erickson. The Grand Island Central Catholic boys lead St. Cecilia after one, 11-9. St. Cecilia's only loss came by one to Central Catholic in the conference semifinals. Second free throw also up and in for Journey Erickson, who now has five in the first quarter, 13-6. And Giltner will throw it in, their lead back up to 7 points. Inbounds pass comes to Henricks. They'll clear out and play man-to-man. Siler Monroe on Henricks with a left-hand dribble. He'll bring it into the front court. Go for the steal. Can't get it. Dump it into the left-hand corner. Lichty down low. Back out Henricks. Three-pointer up and in. Ben Henricks with his first bucket of the ball game. Good ball movement there by the Hornets. And they're able to cut it to four at 13-9. Silver Lake had trouble on the first two possessions, but since then has been very clean with the basketball. Top of the circle, Skylar Erickson gives it off to Meyer. Back to Skylar. Extending that matchup is going to be Giltner. The ball tipped into the backcourt and an over and back call. I guess he knocked it off of his knee. And that's just the third turnover for Silver Lake, the first since the first minute of the ball game. Don't forget the Nebraska women taking on Iowa tonight. And you'll be able to hear that game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And another whistle to stop play here. Looks like we've got another reach-in foul called on Silver Lake. Third foul of the quarter on the Mustangs. Each team has been whistled for three. That one is on Quentin Journey, his first. Three on the inbounds. Henricks is too strong on this one. Backside rebound to Dakota Jamison. Giltner one of six from the outside so far. Now Monroe takes it all the way in through the double team. It bounces off the rim, no good. Rebound grab, then taken away by Meyer, and Meyer will lay it up and in as he took it out of the hands of Garacki. And for Meyer, his second bucket of the game, 15-9. They're going to get another steal. Meyer gets it underneath and gets another steal. Turnover number six for Giltner. Pull up for three, Monroe. It's an air ball, but an offensive rebound. It went right into the hands of Dakota Jamison because of the air ball. And it's now 17-9, an 8-point lead for Silver Lake. And a hand check foul cut up the floor, going to be called on the Mustangs. It's on Blake Meyer. He had just got back-to-back steals, was trying to get another one. But that one didn't happen. So it will be Giltner basketball. 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Trailing 17-9. Work it into the left-hand corner to Phillips. Phillips, nobody's on him, so he'll shoot the three. It's off the front of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Garacki, and he's fouled on the way back up. The ball hit the rim a second time, so both the Silver Lake kids went up after it hit the rim. Then it hit the other rim the second time. They came down, and that allowed Garacki to go up and take possession of the basketball. And a foul was called on Siler Monroe, his first. Free throw number one is up and in. Second one coming with 13 seconds to go here. In quarter number one, 17-10, Silver Lake. Second free throw up, and it is in. 4-for-4 here in the first quarter for Garacki. And Siler Monroe with the inbounds pass. He'll give it back to Journey Erickson into the front court. They'll go to Quentin Journey. Try to get it down to the baseline. The ball is stolen away. Checking to see how much time is left. 2 seconds, 1 second. Enough to get it to the other end and hit a layup. Brett Good checked that time as soon as he made the steal. Got it up to Garacki. And the last 4 points here of the quarter belong to Giltner. So at the end of one, Silver Lake 13 and 17 and Giltner 13. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Giltner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
We are ready to start the second quarter of play. And Silver Lake will get the ball to start the second 8 minutes. They lead it by a score of 17-13. Giltner did get the last 4 points there in the last 15 seconds of the quarter. Trying to hand it off to Cherney Erickson. He's trapped. He's in the paint. He takes a couple of steps, and they will get the walk. That is the fifth turnover on Silver Lake. Giltner had 6 in the first quarter. Rebounds, 7 for Silver Lake, 6 for Giltner. 3-point shooting, Silver Lake 0 of 3, Giltner 1 of 7. Free throw shooting was good. Giltner 4 of 4, all from Garacki. Silver Lake was 5-5. 17-13 Mustangs. Giltner, though, can make it a one-possession game here. Jared Hastings lobs it inside to Hollick. Hollick gets it to the backside to Preissler, and back out it goes. Swing it over to Lichty. Lichty dumps it inside deep. Turnaround jumper, though, no good for Preissler. And the rebound comes to Siler Monroe, his second. Monroe will bring it into the front court, right in front of the Giltner bench. He'll pick his dribble up. Hand it off there to Skylar Erickson. Skylar also picks his dribble up. Lobs it out top to Mark Thurston. Thurston played the last few seconds of the first quarter. Over to Jamison. Back to Thurston, just a freshman on the floor, trying to get him some quality playing time here early. Over to Erickson. Dribble, weave, drives, layup, blocked. Hollick got a hand on it, knocked it off the glass, grabs the loose ball. Fast break, three in transition. Hastings all net. Jared Hastings drops the three. Timeout will be called here by Silver Lake. So Giltner has scored the last 7 points here to cut the lead to 1 with 6:43 to go in the first half. It is Silver Lake 17, Giltner 16. You're listening to High School Hoops on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Roseland, Giltner. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well, with locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
On ESPN Radio after 1, the Kearney Catholic boys lead Arcadia Loup City 18-11. Here's Silver Lake, finds a trapping defense coming out of their timeout. In the corner, we're going to get another timeout called by Silver Lake so that they don't lose possession of the basketball, but that's not what you want, two timeouts in 15 seconds. So timeout on the floor, 6:33 to go here in the second quarter of play. Silver Lake 17-16 over Giltner. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Earlier tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia beat Grand Island Central Catholic, Kearney Catholic over Arcadia Loup City in girls action very easily. Also, Adams Central beat Ravenna. Central Catholic boys had a 2-point lead over St. Cecilia after the first quarter. As we just told you, UNK women fell tonight to 10th-ranked Pittsburgh State, 87-68. Now we're ready to go. Silver Lake ball on their own baseline. To throw it in, Skylar Erickson. Out top, nobody there. It's stolen away, and the layup at the other end is good by Christian Lichty. He saw it. He broke on it. He stole it. He scored a 9-0 run right now, and Silver Lake pushes it to the other end. The runner is up, and no good by Journey Erickson. The rebound by Nick Preissler. And here comes Giltner again, kicking into the corner, faking the three, Lichty, because there was nobody in front of him, so he drives the right baseline and hits the 7-footer. Back-to-back buckets by Lichty, and the run is now 11 straight in a 3-point lead for Giltner after they were down by 7, or 8 actually, and a hand-check foul going to be called here on Brett Good. So this is almost identical to how Silver Lake got the lead there in the first quarter at 17-9. As Giltner will make some subs back in there, Trevor Phillips, Garacki, Justin Joyce, Jared Hastings, and Ben Henricks are all on the floor. The Mustangs, though, have the ball. Siler Monroe draws the double team. Jump pass up to Blake Meyer on the left wing. He'll get it to Journey Erickson. Steps through the double team. Hands it off there to Skyler Erickson to the baseline. And the jumper by Dakota Jamison, no good. They all touched it. Monroe with the rebound. The layup will not go. And the rebound brought down by Justin Joyce. And Giltner comes to the other end and a foul call before they can even get to the paint. And it's the second on Skyler Erickson. Silver Lake did not like the call there. And Erickson will check out. Quentin Journey will come in. And Corey Hollick will check in for Giltner. Sixth team foul, so they'll inbound it. 5.5 to go here in the first half. 20-17. And then we've got an illegal screen up front. Giltner called for the illegal screen on Ben Henricks. No, Trevor Phillips, excuse me. And that'll be his second. Fifth team foul. So the Mustangs will get the basketball facing a 1-3-1 three-quarter court zone trap. Monroe into the front court with it, through the double team, takes the one-hand runner and puts it up and in. Boy, it's a tough shot, but Siler can control his body, and that snaps the 11-0 run by Giltner. 20-19, Hornets by one. Right elbow with it is Hollick. Kicks it over to Henricks on the left wing. Get it down to the baseline. And we got another reach-in foul called on Silver Lake. And it's on Blake Meyer, his second. That is the seventh team foul. So that'll put the big fella at the line for a 1-1 with Alex Gorecki. And Gorecki, already 4-4 at the line, has 6 points. He's the only one to shoot free throws so far tonight for Giltner. Again, earlier tonight, Giltner scored the final 8 points to win the girls' game 39-34. The front end of the 1-1 is no good. Rebound, though, is grabbed by Giltner, put up and in, and Lichty hits the ground. Oh, no, they say no foul. Lichty hits it. Thought I heard the whistle. 22-19, 6 for Lichty in the corner. Here's a pull-up jumper, Journey Erickson. It's too strong. Rebound brought down by Giltner again. Jared Hastings wants to run. Meyer cuts him off, hits the trailer, Henricks into the paint, lost the ball, but it bounces off the leg of Monroe and out of bounds. It's all Giltner right now. 22-19, Giltner on a 13-2 run. And they've got the basketball underneath their own hoop. They'll lob it out to Gorecki. Back inside. Ball faked by Lichty. Still faking. Dribbles underneath the hoop. Leaves it off for Hollick. Has his shot blocked by Dakota Jamison. Monroe comes up with a loose ball and then throws it away on the outlet. Turnover number 7 for Silver Lake. After tonight, Giltner just stays here at home. Hampton comes in tomorrow, and then a week from Friday, they'll wrap up the regular season with McCool Junction. All the teams are below 500, a chance for Giltner to get a winning streak going into the postseason. For Silver Lake, they have to take on third-ranked Wilcox Hildreth at home tomorrow, and then it's off to Shelton next week. Giltner ball at the free throw line, kicking out right wing. Three-pointer, Brett Good, in and out again. Good look, everything but down. And the rebound to Journey Erickson, his second. 22-19, Giltner by three, 3:50 to go in the first half. Blake Meyer up top, working around the right side into the corner to Journey. Journey dribbles into the double team, ran out of space, lost the basketball. Brett Good follows Henricks. Henricks is uncontested. He'll lay it up, and Ben's got his second bucket of the ball game. 24-19, Giltner now by five. And again, Silver Lake going too quickly, nearly turned it over, but instead a foul called on the Hornets. Jared Hastings with his second, sixth team foul. Doug Duda with you on KKPR-FM. Giltner, Campbell, and of course, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island. It'll be Mustang ball on the baseline. Up by eight, right towards the end of the first quarter, now down by five. Looking at a three is Quentin Journey. Takes a dribble over on the left wing to Thurston. Thurston cut off there by Hollick. Finds the trailer, and in the lane, Skyler Erickson will hit a little six-foot leaner. As they continue to overplay the ball, if you can step through or find the seam on Silver Lake's side, you're going to get open looks. But Giltner has forced a lot of turnovers already off that double of the ball. Henricks in the corner to Good. Unguarded, gives it back up to Ben. Dribbles to the right elbow, then back out to Lichty in the corner. They'll try to get it inside, bouncing around, making some room, throwing up a one-hander is Nick Preissler. And Preissler will get his first bucket, 26-21. Then a long outlet pass stolen away. Numbers here for Giltner. Good takes it at the rack. Kicks it off for a 15-footer instead. It spins out. Lichty no good. Rebound brought down by Skyler Erickson. And Silver Lake runs into their own man, and they are out of sorts right now. They do pick it up. Journey Erickson will drive, miss the short jumper. Rebound brought down by Hollick. And if Silver Lake hadn't already burned two timeouts, they would probably take another. But Siler Monroe makes a nice play on the baseline to block Nick Preissler's shot out of bounds. But Silver Lake has really gotten out of there. They like to run, but their passes are trapping them in the corner. They're not fluid over the last couple of minutes, and you can see some frustration starting to set in. They've scored only 4 points here in the quarter. Giltner ball. Henricks up top, swings it back over to Lichty. They're playing catch on the right wing. Lichty, couple of dribbles, runs over a defender, and they'll call the charge. Thurston took the charge. Christian Lichty with his first personal foul. Matt Drew not upset about that. He likes the aggressiveness of his ball club. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats. We'll also talk with Giltner girls coach Nancy Lockman after their victory. 39-34, and going for a steal in the backcourt, a foul will be called on Justin Joyce, and that will put Silver Lake at the line. Tomorrow night, our basketball here on Classic Hits. Elm Creek is at Amherst in the Fort Kearney Conference. There have been so many good matchups in the FKC this year. And then don't forget Saturday, complete coverage of the Heartland Hoops Classic. Skyler Erickson, front end of the 1-1, up and good. It starts with Ravenna and Amherst at 11 a.m. Then St. Cecilia will play Bruning Davenport Schickley, who is a member of this Crossroads Conference that Giltner is a member of. They're both rated. In fact, Ravenna, even with a good record, that's the only team not rated out of the 12 that will be playing on Saturday. So the early games are on ESPN. The late games will be here on Classic Hits, including Oak Hill, the number one team in the country, taking on Omaha South. Second free throw, no good. Lichty gets the rebound, and Giltner is into the front court. Back to Christian. A deep three. That one is too strong, no good. Long rebound ends up in the hands of Skyler Erickson. Up ahead, he'll get it to Blake Meyer. Put up a double clutcher, no good. Ball deflected into the hands of Quentin Journey. It's up and in. Second bucket for Journey. And it's 26-24, Giltner. A minute 40 to go here in quarter number two as the teams continue to sprint up and down the floor. Brett Good to Lichty. Into the paint, they'll get it to Joyce. Joyce needs help back to Lichty. Drives the right baseline. This time he'll get the shot away, but it won't go. And the rebound brought down again by Quentin Journey, his third. Chance to tie it up here for the Mustangs. 26-24, a minute 20 to go in the first half. Blake Meyer back between the circles to Quentin Journey. And they'll actually take a second to breathe here. Quentin drives, gets it in the paint. The scoop shot is up and in, and a foul. Will they count it? Yes, they will. Journey Erickson, a chance at a three-point play to give the lead back to Silver Lake. And mass substitutions again here for Giltner. Again, this is something you're going to want to watch. Silver Lake coach Terry Bauer trying to get a couple three kids in there, but he doesn't have the depth that Giltner has playing 9-10 gentlemen. The foul was the second on Justin Joyce. The free throw for Journey Erickson is up and in. He's a perfect 4-for-4 at the line. He's got 8 points, and Silver Lake regains the lead, 27-26. A minute 5, and a carry going to be called here on Ben Henricks. Blake Meyer was right up on him as they approached half court, and he thought he would just kind of dribble it over his head. Not his head, the defender's head. And that is the first turnover for Giltner in the second quarter after they had 6 in the first. Obviously one of the reasons they turned it around. A minute to go in the half. No look pass to the baseline. Meyer swatted out of bounds by Brett Good. Third block shot here unofficially for Giltner. Silver Lake will take it out. Skyler Erickson is the inbound man out to Monroe. A long three at the top of the key. In and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Nick Preissler. Knocked out of his hands. We're going to get a jump ball. It'll still be Giltner basketball. I'll tell you what, the Mustangs, when they have things going well, there's so much confidence. And that stretch where Giltner made the run, you can see him hanging their heads. So they're American as American be. If it's going good, boy, are they on it. If it's not, they could get rolled in a hurry. 27-26 Silver Lake, 35 seconds to go in the half. Henricks on the right wing, off the screen. Screen and roll, down to Hollick. He dropped it, he got it back, and he rolled it off the rim and in. First bucket of the ball game for Corey, 28-27 Giltner. And Sana Monroe has it in his hands. Midcourt with 20 seconds to go in the half. Lofts it over to the left wing and going for the steal. Henricks runs over Skylar Erickson. And that'll be Ben's first personal foul. It is the 10th team foul, so we're in the double bonus now. Skylar Erickson completed a three-point play moments ago. Gets a one-and-one here, or two shots here, excuse me, because it's the 10th foul. The first one, no good. Back in will be Quentin Journey, and checking out Journey Erickson. 18 seconds to go before halftime. Second free throw now for Skylar Erickson. The sophomore puts it up, and that's good. So he gets one of two. We're tied again, 28 all. Full court pressure. They'll get the ball into Brett Good. Don't want to make a backcourt foul here. Good gets it into the front court to Henricks with 13. Back out to Good. Guarded tightly out front, and we've got an over and back call on Giltner. Didn't realize he was that close to midcourt. And the ball comes back over to Silver Lake with 9.5 seconds to go here. And a chance to take the lead into halftime. We're knotted at 28. Silver Lake basketball. Teams make a couple of quick substitutions to match up. They'll get it into Siler Monroe. Quickly over to Blake Meyer. Meyer, top of the key with 7. Bounce pass left wing to Journey Erickson. Goes up and got fouled. And that's going to be 3 free throws. He threw the old head and ball fake in Henricks. And that's the second on Ben, and 3 free throws now coming up for Journey Erickson, who is 4 for 4 tonight, has 8 points, 2 rebounds in the ball game for Silver Lake, and he gets 3 right here. The first one is on the way, and it is short. Now, Journey, just because he hit the first 4, he is just a 63% free throw shooter, nothing in the high 80s or 90s. First one, no good. Second one. Takes a little extra time, another breath, up, and it is in. And one more to go here. 29-28 Silver Lake. There is 2.3 seconds left on the clock here. So if he makes it, Giltner would have a chance to hoist up a long one. And the third free throw here now for Journey Erickson is on the way, and it's no good. Rebound, grabbed the clock, ran before anybody touched it, but it doesn't matter. Hollick just covers it up, and we are at halftime. So it was close throughout in the girls' game, and it's been close pretty much throughout the boys' game, although Silver Lake was up by 8. Giltner took a lead by 5, and now Silver Lake is up at the half. The Mustangs, 29. The Giltner Hornets, 28. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
And welcome back to Giltner, where it is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Halftime of the boys' game, Silver Lake 29 and Giltner 28. But don't sweat if you're a Giltner fan. The girls were down at halftime, too, and they came back and won the ball game 39-34. And Coach Nancy Lockman joins us, and Coach, it was a nail-biter tonight, and you've had a few of those lately.
We've had several of those lately. Silver Lake did a nice job of coming back on us. We got a little lead at the beginning, and we got a little foul trouble going on, and they did a nice job putting the ball in the hoop.
Both teams, it was evident you're going to sit in that zone, use your height, make Silver Lake scored a little bit, and once they finally hit a couple of shots, it gave them some confidence. How much did it affect you when Kelby, your leading scorer and a big presence inside, had to set for so long tonight.
She set a lot, and, you know, she's a big difference maker for our team. We need her in there. She's got some muscle inside and take the ball up, and we need her defensively too. Yeah, it makes a big difference, and we also had another injury we were trying to protect a little bit, but had to play that one through. So, you know, it was tough, but we came through.
Well, Shelby Henricks was able to kind of get some things done there for you. It's amazing that if you said you went 10 minutes and didn't score a point and were 0 of 9 from the line in the third quarter and you were still in the basketball game, it meant that you were still hanging in there defensively, and Shelby hit a couple of buckets and Audra hit a couple of buckets, just enough to keep you in it going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we missed enough cheapies inside early in the game, and through the stretch, actually, we missed enough cheapies to keep us in it, and free throws, yeah, that was not good tonight. And those girls, you know, Shelby spent 32 minutes on the court. She never got a break tonight other than the quarter break. So she spent a lot of time out there, and she's our senior, and we expect that out of her.
We're talking with the head coach of the Giltner Lady Hornets, and Nancy Lockman, 18-3. And, Coach, you got another big one tomorrow night, so I know – if you're a young athlete, you know that, hey, we lost in overtime to Hampton a couple of weeks ago in the conference final. We got them tomorrow. Yeah, we know Silver Lake's good, but we want to get Hampton tomorrow. How did that play into this? And just talk about getting ready for tomorrow.
Yeah, we hope we have some gas to go yet tomorrow night. It's going to be a big game. It's a conference rival here, and it determines who gets second place in the regular season of conference. We do have that in our conference. We have a regular season run that we can still pick up second place yet, so it comes down to that game tomorrow night. And you know, yeah, I think we better be a little motivated. We kind of let one slip away, and hopefully we want to protect our home court too. We haven't been beaten on our home court.
Well, Nancy, you guys were on such a roll off to that 16-1 start. Now the team has faced some adversity, a couple of close games, lose one, you win one here tonight. You're going to be getting ready for the postseason next week. You might see Silver Lake again. How do you feel your team is set right now? If you're fully healthy going into next week, how do you feel about your team?
I feel good. I think, you know, we've got to go back. I thought we played really well in our conference tournament. Yes, we got beat in the championship game, but we played with a lot of effort all three games that we played in our conference tournament. And then last week with the snow days and so forth, we kind of took a step back, and you know, we were hoping maybe to come out a little bit better tonight, but, you know, missed shots were killing us. You know, I'm hoping that tomorrow night is a stepping stone again, and as I told them before tonight, we wanted to play well. This is the time of year you want to play well, and so hopefully we'll get that going tomorrow night.
And just kind of talk about first your sub-district, your district as a whole. You obviously have the best record of all the teams in that district, so the fans are going to want to get down to Lincoln, and I know the kids are going to want to do so. So what do you got to do to get through that three games?
Hey, we're going to have to play some solid games. There's nobody in our sub-district or our district that can't come out and beat us. So we've got to play solid. We've got to have kids that are on every night. You know, Osceola's sitting on the other side. That's one team that's beating us, and they have nobody over there right now with a winning record is what I'm told. You know, I haven't looked that far ahead. I've got to get through Heartland Lutheran and possibly Silver Lake or Wilcox Hildreth next week, and we know they're going to be a challenge. So we just got to look at it one game at a time and play hard every night.
Well, your kids showed some grit tonight and had a great fourth quarter and able to get it done in front of the home fans. So a little momentum going in tomorrow. And, Coach, it was great to call the game tonight. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you being here.
Hey, best of luck tomorrow and next week.
Thanks.
That's the head coach of the Lady Hornets in Nancy Lockman. They win it tonight 39-34. They'll play Hampton tomorrow, and then it's off to the sub-districts. By the way, their sub-district is in Wood River. They'll play Heartland Lutheran on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. They win that. They would play next Thursday against the Silver Lake Wilcox Hildreth winner at 7. 29-28, Silver Lake leads the boys game at half. We'll look at the numbers right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me?
Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back to Giltner. Again, a big thank you to Athletic Director Kurt Polt and all the folks here for their hospitality. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's a look at your first half numbers. First off for Giltner, Brett Good, one rebound and a block shot. Christian Lichty has 6 points and a rebound. Jared Hastings has 7 points and a rebound. Nick Preisler has 2 points, two rebounds. Ben Henricks, 5 points, a rebound, and a block. Justin Joyce, 2 rebounds. Alec Garecki has 6 points, and those all came in the first quarter for Garecki. He also got those 2 rebounds, and then Corey Hollick has picked up 1 bucket and 3 rebounds and a block. 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Free throw shooting 4 of 4 in the first, 0 of 1 in the second. 3-point shooting 1 of 7 in the first and 1 of 3 in the second. Turnover 6 in the first and 2 in the second. Foul situation, quite a few players with 2. Jared Hastings, Trevor Phillips, Ben Henricks, and Justin Joyce. 13 points in the first quarter, 15 in the second at the half, 28 points, 13 rebounds. 4 out of 5 at the free throw line, 2 of 10 from 3-point land, 3 blocks and 8 turnovers for Silver Lake. Blake Meyer, 4 points. Journey Erickson leads the way with 9 points, 2 rebounds. Dakota Jamison, 2 points, 3 rebounds and a block. Skylar Erickson, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Skylar Monroe, 6 points, 3 rebounds. And Quentin Journey has 4 points and 3 rebounds. 7 rebounds in each quarter for Silver Lake. Free throw shooting, 5 of 5 in the first and 4 of 7 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first, 0 of 1 in the second. Turnovers, 4 in the first, 2 in the second. Foul situation, 2 on Meyer and Skylar Erickson. 17 points in the first quarter, 12 in the second. At the half, Silver Lake, 29 points, 14 rebounds. 9 out of 12 at the free throw line, 0 of 4 from 3-point land, 2 blocks and 9 turnovers. Silver Lake, 29, Giltner, 28. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. The second half is next.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
With our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda from the Hornets' Nest here in Giltner. 29-28, Silver Lake leads it by 1, and they will get the basketball to start the second quarter. Arcadia Loop City leads the Kearney Catholic boys at the half, 23-22. St. Cecilia leads Central Catholic at the half, 27-25. Those games are on ESPN and 1230 KHAS. As the ball goes out of bounds, trying to get it down the baseline to Dakota Jamison. Original 5 starters out there for Silver Lake, and it looks like also for Giltner. Silver Lake gets it in, but they're right on the baseline, and nowhere for Journey Erickson as he's cut off there by Corey Hollick. Cuts it out of the wing. Now a 3-pointer on the way by Erickson. It's over everything. The rebound brought down by Nick Preisler. And here comes Giltner looking to regain the lead on their first possession of the second half. Jared Hastings on the left wing. It's good. Hastings, Preisler, Phillips, and Hollick. Hollick with it on the left wing. Back out top, well outside the arc to Hastings. Between the circles, they'll go to Phillips, back to Hastings. He'll cast up a long three, and it's good. Jared Hastings with his second three, and he's the first player to double digits. He's got 10 points, and it is 31-29. Giltner by 2. Silver Lake always tries to run their transition up along the boundary, and that pass got knocked away. So they'll inbound it again. Again, it's Skylar and Journey Erickson, Dakota Jamison, Silas Monroe, and Quinton Journey. What is that? Oh, my goodness. That was about a 26-footer by Silas Monroe. I thought for a minute it was a pass, but they get the offensive rebound. Another three by Dakota Jamison. It's no good. Rebound by Hastings. two-hand full over his head pass to the other end, and it goes out of bounds. I couldn't believe what I just saw from Siler Monroe on the inbound. He was the N in Hornets, the R in Hornets, out there by the 28-foot volleyball line and off to the right. I mean, the NBA line was a long way away. Now Monroe drives, kicks it to the baseline to Dakota Jameson. He'll lay it off the glass with his right hand and score. Second bucket for Jameson, and we're tied at 31. In the corner with it is Hollick. Working around the perimeter here. Still that 2-3 zone for Silver Lake. Get on the post. Left side, Pricer. Back to Hollick. He is not much of a threat from the outside. They'll go to Good for three. It's too strong. Long rebound. And Hollick gets it again. Another three. This from Trevor. Phillips is good. Nobody was on him. Phillips gets his first bucket of the ball game. And the first two buckets of the second half for Giltner are from downtown. 34-31. 6 minutes to go. Third quarter. And it'll be Quinton Journey with a basketball. Gives it in the left corner to Jameson. Drives, has a little bit of a opening. Takes the 12-footer. No good. Ball ricochets off Pricer and out of bounds. He was the only one there, so a break for Silver Lake. They'll get the ball back. Blake Meyer re-enters here for the Mustangs. And for the Hornets, here's Alec Garacki. Silver Lake has to throw it all the way out to midcourt. Quinton Journey will grab it. Dribble against the man-to-man of Brett Good. As they're trying to really match up, it's more of a matchup zone than a true man. Jump pass by Meyer deflected back to him. Good bounce pass to the baseline and a foul on Halleck as they got it underneath to Dakota Jameson. Once that ball got deflected, Giltner was headed the other way and didn't get set on defense. For Corey Halleck, that is his second personal foul. First foul of the half on either team. And at the line, Dakota Jameson, his first free throw of the night is too strong. 34-31, Giltner, 5:39 to go in the third quarter of play. Don't forget, it's not all basketball. District wrestling is going on this weekend, and we will have that for you from the D3 in Elm Creek on Saturday. The finals are at 2. Second free throw, Dakota Jameson up and in. He's got the first 3 points of the half for Silver Lake. Giltner throws the inbound pass away. A little miscommunication as it got between Hendricks and Lichty. And Giltner will turn it over for the 10th time. Silver Lake will hustle back to the other end and take it out underneath their own hoop. Bounce pass into the paint. We got a whistle right away. And the official is going to say maybe an inadvertent or there was something on the floor and he wasn't ready. So the Mustangs will throw it in again. They have the cutter Jameson for a layup. Now they'll kick it into the Kearney corner to Journey. No good. Back into the hands of Journey Erickson. He picked up the loose ball and hits a little six-footer in the lane. He now has 11. 34 all. Fast break to the other end. Attacking and scoring is Lichty, and he draws the foul. A chance for a three-point play for Christian Lichty, who in spurts tonight has really looked good. He only averages 4 points a game, and that's 8 right there, and he's got a chance to get number 9. The foul called on Dakota Jameson, his second. And right now, Hollick is out, and Pricer is back in. Lichty now to shoot the free throw, and it rattles around and drops. So 9 points now for Christian Lichty, and it's 37-34, Giltner. Screen set by Meyer. Siler Monroe a little quiet offensively so far here in the third quarter. Back to Meyer. Up top between the circles to Skylar Erickson. Back to Meyer. Dribbles into the right-hand corner. Bounce pass through the double team on the right elbow. Monroe dribbled it off his foot, but it rolled right to Journey Erickson, who gets out of there. Now dribbles back into the paint. Dishes it off to Monroe. Monroe off-balance jumper. No good. Got his own rebound. Back up, and it rattled out. No good. And Garacki gets the rebound. And up the floor comes Giltner. The pass is deflected away. Siler Monroe with a great follow, and somehow it did not drop through the cylinder for him. 7.5 to go in the first half. The Nebraska women leading 14th-ranked Iowa 22-19. Currently on the Big Ten Network and the Breeze 94.5. Giltner ball, Jared Hastings. Up top they'll go to Lichty into the paint to Hendricks. He didn't want it, kicks it back out. 4:40 to go, third quarter, 37-34. Giltner, Hendricks wide open three, calls for a pizza, then drains it. That's how much time Hendricks had out there. His second three of the ball game. And fast break the other way. Jameis sent it off balance, one-hander. He'll answer. Dakota with 5 in the quarter and 7 in the game, 40-36. To the other end, Giltner, they beat him back. Jared Hastings, now we're running and gunning, 42-36. Mustangs trying to keep pace, contact at midcourt. Journey Erickson goes through it, takes it in, scoops it up. It's no good. Hendricks with the rebound. Outlet again to Hastings. Hastings leaves it off for the trailer. It's Preissler up and in, and he's fouled. Well, that has changed the dimension of this ball game, and Coach Terry Bauer has to call timeout. His boys are not getting back on defense. 3 straight layups by the Hornets, and Giltner has their biggest lead of the night. 4:01 to go in the third quarter of play. Giltner 44, Silver Lake 36. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Are you being held hostage by today's propane prices? At 3 times the normal level, you need to call Anderson Brothers and fight back. Both air and water source heat pump designs are available from Carrier. Up to 75% of their energy is from the air and ground around your home. Energy that is both renewable and free to you. Let Carrier technology help you heat and cool your home. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating. Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
With our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, Doug Duda back with you here at Giltner at the line, trying to complete the 3-point play is Nick Preissler. Free throw too strong, and Siler Monroe will grab his 5th rebound. 44-36, Monroe brings it all the way down. Hendricks got right in his way, so he stepped to the side, spun it off the glass, and scored. Monroe has great just basketball knowledge. You know the kid knows how to play, and now Giltner turns it over. Erickson scoops it underneath to Quinton Journey, and Journey will lay it up and in, and Matt Drew says, how about we talk it over? So Silver Lake calls the timeout, and not more than 22 seconds later, they're 4 points closer, and a timeout called here by Giltner there first. 3:39 to go in the third quarter of play. Giltner 44, Silver Lake 40. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
A lot of points in a little time, and now after the teams exchange timeouts, Giltner will have the ball facing full court pressure, leading it 44-40 after a couple of quick buckets and a steal in between for Silver Lake. And as Hendricks brings the ball up the floor, trying to get out of his way, Skyler Erickson, but couldn't, called for his third foul. And the third foul of the half on the Mustangs. So Skyler Erickson out, Journey Erickson in. Journey the senior, Skyler the sophomore. Giltner will inbound it uncontested at midcourt. 3:30 to go in the third quarter. Earlier tonight in the girls' game, Giltner won it 39-34, scoring the last 8 points. They were behind the entire second half till the final minute when Shelby Hendricks helped them out. Here's Ben Hendricks. Just Cousins drives in. Scoop shot, no good. Well contested. Rebound brought down out there by Preissler. Kicks it back out. The jumper by Good, no good. And Siler Monroe boxes out, gets the board, hustles up the floor, dribbles it off his foot. Got it back. Now they try to trap him. He just takes it between them and draws a grab. Hand grabbing of the arm there by Brett Good. And that'll be the second on Brett. And just the second foul of the half on Giltner. And now here comes the 4 subs again. Lichty, Hastings, Joyce, and Garacki for Giltner. They'll be on there defensively. Good is the man that stayed on the floor. Meyer has it now for Silver Lake. Down to the baseline. Good touch pass to Monroe, but he hit the bottom of the rim. Got it back on the follow, and he scores, and they're going to give him a foul to go along with it. Siler Monroe, a chance at a 3-point play. What a beautiful touch pass that Quinton Journey gave to him. They lobbed it down low. Journey's double-teamed. He doesn't even catch it. He just redirects it to the right elbow to Monroe, who ends up taking care of business. And the free throw is on the way, and Monroe drains it. 5 1/4, 11 in the game for Santa Monroe, 44-43, a one-point lead by Giltner. 7 in a row now for Silver Lake. It's been a game of streaks. Baseline, driving, inside, double clutch, shot no good by Lichty. The rebound brought down by Santa Monroe. He's getting real involved here in the third quarter. Gives it off to Journey Erickson. Back up top, ball picked off. Steal is made by Hastings, out ahead of everybody, and he'll score. That was the first turnover by Silver Lake here in the half. 46-43, Giltner. 2:30 to go, third quarter, as Monroe brings the ball up the floor. Ball almost picked off again. Instead, Meyer casts up a three. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound, Jared Hastings about fell down with it. And Silver Lake still hasn't made a three. They're 0-8, including four misses in the quarter. Lichty drives into the paint, kicks it into the corner, and they quickly reverse it over for a three. Jared Hastings got it. Jared Hastings, 10 in the quarter, 17 in the game. 49-43, back-to-back buckets by the Hornets. Dribbling into the trap, Quentin Journey. Bounce pass to the left elbow to Journey Erickson. He's doubled. Dribbles through the double team off to Meyer, top of the circle. Better be careful. Giltner's trying to poke it away from behind. Here's a three-pointer. Monroe off the screen, and Seiler gets the first three of the game for Silver Lake. And now Seiler has 8 in the quarter and 14 in the game. Right back to the other end, blowing by the defender, but missing the layup is Garacki, and Monroe will tip the rebound out. Here comes Silver Lake. A three would tie it. Give it over on the right wing to Journey Erickson. Bounce pass underneath. Thurston got his man in the air and then has his shot blocked. He got his man in the air and didn't take it up, so there was no foul. And then Garacki used a good old Division I volleyball spike when the ball went in the air, and he knocked it out of bounds. So it'll be Mustang ball underneath. Open three. Nobody's on Jamison, and maybe there's a reason why that didn't hit anything, and the rebound is grabbed there by Preissler. He throws it away. Underneath the hoop, the jumper by Meyer is up and in. Blake Meyer in the right place at the right time for the steal and score. 49-48, Giltner, 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Hastings dribbles between the legs, swings it over to Hendricks on an O-look. Deep in the right-hand corner to Phillips. Trevor kicks it back out into the paint. Hollick does not want to shoot. Back out Phillips for three. All net. Trevor Phillips, his second three. That's the fifth three of the quarter. And Giltner has hit the last four threes. They've taken fast break the other way. The shot sits on the rim. No good, but Journey Erickson is fouled. He'll go to the line where he is 5 of 7, has 11 points on the night. Score updates. A little behind time, but boy, Adams Central did have a 16-6 lead over Ravenna after one. And St. Cecilia leads Grand Island Central Catholic after three quarters, 38-35 in that boys' game. And the free throw is on the way, and the first one is good for Erickson. It was 29-28, Silver Lake at the half. And already 24 points in the quarter for Giltner, and 20 for Silver Lake, and we've got 38 seconds to go. Second free throw. Journey Erickson up, off the rim once, twice, won't go, and then a foul as they're boxing out. Rebound was grabbed by Ben Hendricks, but down low, locking arms were Quentin Journey and Corey Hollick, and Quentin Journey going to get called for his second foul. Silver Lake fans didn't like that one. 35 seconds to go here in the quarter. Giltner the ball in a three-point lead as Hendricks brings it up with the left hand, guarded by Meyer. Swings it over on the wing, gets it to Hastings, passes on the three this time, gets it back, pick and roll. Hollick takes a big step in, jumper no good, fight for the rebound. Giltner had it, knocked out of bounds off of Giltner. Garacki grabbed it and then knocked away, and Silver Lake will get the ball back here. Giltner's going to put some pressure onto the backcourt with Phillips and Hendricks. Inbounds pass comes to Skylar Erickson. Hustles it just short of midcourt. Gives it to Monroe. Monroe lobs it underneath. Nobody is covering Journey Erickson. He'll lay it up and in. 52-51. 8 seconds. Up the floor, Giltner. Hastings fakes the three. drives in, got his man in the air, off-balance jumper, spins out at the buzzer, and that is the end of a very entertaining third quarter of play where Giltner outscored Silver Lake 24-22. And your score is Giltner 52, Silver Lake 51. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Well, let's see if the fourth quarter is as up and down and exciting as the third quarter was. Giltner will get the ball to start the fourth, leading it 52-51. Tried a little backdoor screen, but good is covered. Go to the baseline. Lichty comes in, and he's going to be fouled. Both he and the defender were out of position. Dakota Jameson with his third personal foul, fifth team foul for Silver Lake, 14 for Siler Monroe and Journey Erickson. For Giltner, 17 for Jared Hastings after getting 10 last quarter. 9 for Lichty, 8 for Hendricks. And the first free throw is on the way, and it is good. So Lichty now in double figures with 10. Second free throw also good. 54-51. Giltner is now 7 of 9 from the line. Silver Lake is 12 of 17. In the front court with it, Skylar Erickson. Gives it to the baseline to Journey. Journey drives, puts it up, hits the rim. Will not go, but two free throws. Journey's been the man at the line for the majority of the time tonight. Foul going to be called on Alec Garacki. Alex with his first personal foul, fourth team foul. And Journey Erickson gets two here to take over the high points for the team so far. It's up and it is in. So he and Monroe, who are 1-2 in scoring in the regular season, are 1-2 and neck in scoring so far here tonight. Second free throw now for Journey Erickson. Deep knee bend. Up, and it bounces in. So he hits them both. 16 points now. The teams exchange a pair of free throws on their opening possession. We move 2 points up and stay 1 point apart. 54-53, Giltner. In the girls' game, Giltner came back to win 39-34. On the block, pushing his way in. Preissler, shot no good. Rebound by Brett Good. Kicks it out, and a travel called as they got it to Hendricks. That is the 14th turnover for Giltner, the sixth of the half. Silver Lake, I only had him for one turnover in the third. They have 10 in the game. Blake Meyer brings it up, tries to dribble out of that double team, finds Monroe, top of the circle, three-pointer. Siler off the front of the iron, no good. Ball is tipped out into the hands of Erickson. Puts the jumper up and scores. Skylar now with 6 in the ball game. Silver Lake still 1 of 11 from three-point land. They're back on top, though, 55-54. Hendricks draws contact, throws it up, and it's going to get two free throws. Ben has a couple of threes, has not been to the line, has 8 points in our basketball game. And that is the fourth foul on Skylar Erickson. He has 4. Dakota Jameson has 3. The free throw is good by Hendricks. Foul situation for Giltner as that ties the game at double nickels. Nobody has more than 2. A ton of guys with 2, but nobody with more than 2 for Giltner, so they're in good shape. Second free throw now for Ben Hendricks is in and out, no good. The ball tipped out by Hollick, and just keeping his feet in to grab it, Journey Erickson. Right in front of the Silver Lake Giltner fans on the far side. Into the front court to Jameson, back to Monroe. Tied at 55, 6:45 to go in the game. They'll give it off to Blake Meyer. Meyer, they clear it out against Good. Swings it weak side to Quinton Journey. Actually a long possession here. These teams have not ran a lot of offense without getting a quick shot here in the second half. Over to Monroe, guarded out front by Hastings. Monroe drives, crimps the double team, spins it off the glass, and good, even with Hollick all over him. Monroe with 16, fast break the other way. Giltner got it to the big guy. He took an extra step, and a turnover called here on Giltner. 57-55 early in the game. Silver Lake jumped out 17-9. And then an 11-0 run in the second quarter, end of the first to the start of the second, gave Giltner the lead. They were up by as many as five. Then Silver Lake took a one-point lead at the half. And we've been back and forth ever since. And we've got some fighting and pushing down to the lane. And they're going to call an offensive foul on Quentin Journey. His third. And they've got a lot more fouls up on the team foul side than what we had. It just went from 5 to 8. So unless we missed something, they've got 8 up there instead of the 7. We'll have to double-check our numbers and get Giltner the basketball down by 2. Hollick at the top of the circle gives it over to Good. Tried to bounce pass it inside. Siler Monroe kicked it. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Final stats, coaches' interviews, so stay with us. Recap the area scores as well. Nebraska women at the half lead Iowa 37-28. 37-28. Huskers leading 14th-ranked Iowa in Lincoln at the half. And that's currently on the Breeze 94.5. Top of the circle with it is Nick Preissler. Bounce pass to Good. Oh, they got Holland deep on the post. He turns around, missed it. And the rebound is going to be out of bounds off of Silver Lake. It took him a while to get that ball down to Corey, and he is frustrated right now. He couldn't have been any closer to the bucket. Averaging 6 points a game, just 2 so far tonight. And Giltner to throw it in. Hastings on the baseline. Back door. Brett Good's got Siler Monroe in the air. Siler rebounds to get a hand on it. And then they call it for a foul, and the shot's good by Brett Good. He wanted to make sure that he didn't foul him. And the official dinged him anyway. That's the first bucket of the ball game for Good. Ties the game at 57. And Monroe with his second personal foul. That's where we missed it. That's his third personal foul, they say. And he's got 9. And the free throw by Good is good to complete the 3-point play. And Giltner back up by 1, 58-57. 5.5 to go. Siler Monroe lost the handle, wanted to make a move, and out of bounds it goes. First turnover of the quarter, second of the half on the Mustangs. And a little frustrating trip there for Monroe. Called for a foul and then turns it over. Kearney Catholic boys lead Arcadia Loop City 42-33 after three quarters on ESPN Radio. 58-57, Giltner here with 5:10 to go, and they've got the basketball. Skip pass over to Hastings, drop step into the lane, one-hand runner from 9, no good. Preissler grabs the offensive rebound, kicks it out to Lichty, and they'll reset. Hastings left wing, deep 3, comes up way short, and the rebound grabbed by Blake Meyer. They had hit 4 in a row, and now here come the Mustangs. Chance to regain the lead. Meyer, he'll put up an 18-footer from the left corner, no good. Follows his shot, got his own rebound. He'll hand it off to Quentin Journey. Journey throws it out top to Journey Erickson. He's between the circles, Giltner matching up. Lichty pushes him all the way out to midcourt, so he drives on him, and a reach-in foul. Brett Good, as they tried to trap him there. And that'll be the third on Good. Fifth team foul on Giltner. Silver Lake to throw it in. And they'll stack up the right side off the old picket fence. And they kick it into the right-hand corner, driving in Journey. And a foul called on Giltner away from the basketball again. Christian Lichty, his second foul, sixth team foul. And checking in will be Henricks. 4:37 remaining, 58-57, Giltner. Silver Lake ball into Monroe, guarded tightly there by Preissler. Drives a baseline, took a shot that hit the side of the board. Rebound, Jared Hastings. He's trying to sprint to the other end, and he finishes. 19 for Hastings, 60-57. Giltner now by 3, 4:20 to go in our boys' contest. Giltner won the girls' game 39-34. They're trying to complete the sweep here over Silver Lake. But it's been a pretty entertaining ball game, back and forth. Many runs by both teams. Here's a three-pointer that is no good by Quentin Journey. Nobody covered him, so he shot it. And the rebound brought down by Ben Henricks. Chance to take a two-possession lead. Hastings got it underneath, but a ball fake travel on Nick Preissler. Tried to get his man in the air while he was standing in the paint, and they say he shuffled his feet. Third turnover of the quarter, 16th of the ball game. Another score update for you. At halftime, Ravenna leads Adams Central 29-19. They were actually up 16-6 after one. So Ravenna leading Adams Central at Ravenna. This year, that's a little bit of a surprise the way that the Patriots are playing, but it's been a tough 10 days for Adams Central coming off the conference championship. Then they had to play St. Cecilia Tuesday. 3:40 to go here. It's been a while since Silver Lake has scored. Up top, Jamison. It's about Monroe time. They'll get it into the hands of Quentin Journey. Quentin dribbling. Nobody on him. Picks up his dribble. Gives it to Meyer. Meyer dribbles it back out top. Now into the paint. Draws the double team. One-hand runner well off the mark. He wanted to pass it. He didn't. And then a rebound brought down by Good and a foul called on Silver Lake. Problem with that is it's the 10th team foul. We'll go to the other end and shoot two with 3:21 to go. So Brett will go to the line. He hit a free throw earlier in the quarter. It's the fourth foul on Dakota Jamison. He's got four. Skylar Erickson has four. Monroe and Journey with three, and the free throw is no good. So the third quarter saw Giltner outscore Silver Lake 24-22, but here in the fourth quarter, it's 8-6, and we have played 4.5 minutes. Second free throw now coming up for Brett Good. On the way, and it's good. So good all four of his points here in the quarter. It's a four-point game, 61-57. Giltner has the lead, their biggest lead of the second half. With four fouls, Skylar Erickson back in, dribbling around, trying to find some space all the way to the right baseline. Cut off by Hastings, bounce pass inside to Journey Erickson. Now he's in trouble, dribbles out of the corner. And he'll dribble it all the way out to the center circle, and Henricks will pick him up. Silver Lake, two timeouts remaining. Starts the drive at the high post. Still dribbling. Kicks it off in the corner for a three-point attempt that out of nowhere is rained home by Skylar Erickson. His first of the game, and it is 61-60. Five of the quarter, nine of the game for Skylar Erickson, who I'm not even sure had attempted one until then. Bounce pass into Hollick. He's deep. He turns. He's fouled. Can't get it to go. Big guy is working so hard to get the ball that when he gets it, He puts it up too strong. And so he'll go to the line for the first time tonight. Corey Hollick. And fouling out of the game on that play is going to be Skylar Erickson. He will foul out with 9 points, five rebounds unofficially, and 2:35 remaining in the game. Hollick, a 53% free throw shooter, will go to the line and shoot two with a one-point lead. 61-60, Giltner. The most points they've scored since the first of the year when they put 73 on Palmer. It's the third most they've scored in any game this year. It's up and in. Hollick makes it 62-60. They scored 72 and 73 back-to-back games in the conference tournament consolation against Central Valley and then right out of the gate against Palmer January 2nd. Second free throw up, and it is in. 63-60, Giltner, 2:35 remains of the ball game, and up the floor with it is Blake Meyer. Meyer between the circles, Giltner's matchup on the wing. They'll get it to Quentin Journey, down to the baseline, Jamison back out to Quentin. They have kept the ball out of Monroe's hands for a long portion of this fourth quarter. Back over to Jamison. They're trying to work him off a lot of screens. Meyer to the right elbow, back to Jamison to the right-hand corner. They'll go to Journey Erickson. Ball fake, tries baseline, kicks it into the corner. Three-pointer on the way, Quentin Journey. It's too strong. High in the air, the ball batted out of bounds. Off Giltner. Silver Lake will get the chance a second time. And back in is Christian Lichty. Good is out for Giltner. Lichty, Hastings, Hollick, Henricks, and Preissler on the floor defensively. 63-60, Giltner, Silver Lake will throw it in short. Blake Meyer couldn't handle it, turned it over. Just the third of the half, Hastings 2-on-1, up ahead for the layup, finished. Christian Lichty, 13 for Lichty, and it's a five-point game again, 65-60. Monroe pulls up deep three off the front of the iron. No good. Offensive rebound. Jamison put it up. It's no good. Hendricks gets the rebound. A chance to finish it off. We'll get a foul. And just a – or is it a timeout? No, we're going to get a timeout. Matt Drew saw his team running a little too quick, so he's going to call a timeout. But Giltner now has a chance to put it away. Just a little mini run where Silver Lake took a couple of – questionable shots there at the other end, and they're always questionable if they don't go in. So they find themselves down by five on the road. Giltner 65, Silver Lake 60. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Member FDIC.
Gary Michaels Clothiers at downtown Hastings and Kearney is cleaning out all remaining fall and winter inventory. Stop now and take 50% off all seasonal dress shirts, pants, suits, and sports coats. Entire stock of neckties, half off. Sportswear by Tommy Bahama, Enro, Forsyth, Gunner, and Buck, 50% off. 50% off all wool top coats, wool car coats, and all remaining leather jackets. Ladies, 50% off all seasonal ladies' clothing, and select Brighton is half off. Stock up and save at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney. In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give him a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Giltner to inbound at midcourt, leading 65-60, 1:43 to go. Every foul is two free throws, plus they have the possession arrow on a jump ball, everything pointing in their direction. Hollick top of the circle. Monroe knocked it away. Hollick got it back. Over to Lichty. That's probably the guy you want to foul. Giltner has already shot nine free throws here in the fourth quarter and hit seven of them. And Giltner's playing keep away. Up top they go to Preissler. And 3 seconds going to be called on Giltner as they're passing it around the perimeter. There's one you don't see very often. 3 seconds, somebody got caught with their foot just in the lane, and a break for Silver Lake. 1:15 as Blake Meyer brings it into the front court, down 65-60. Off a couple of screens, Monroe is open and pushing through the screen, and you can see the Silver Lake player, Quentin Journey, sliding across the floor. They're trying to keep up with Monroe. Preissler has drawn that duty. He's called for the foul, his second, and it will put Quentin Journey at the line for the first time tonight to shoot the 1-1. Big free throw. It's up, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by Hollick, his fifth. Outlet pass into the front court. Hastings, they again want to play keep away. Hastings drives underneath, wide open. Preissler missed the shot. Hollick got it back, and he's fouled. Good foul underneath by Journey Erickson, his first. I'll tell you what, Giltner just always seems to be there. They are so quick up the floor. A team that doesn't score a ton of points on average, as the free throw by Hollick is up and no good. Corey hit a couple earlier, but misses the first one here. You look at Silver Lake, they might need a three down the stretch. That's not been good for them. They're 2 of 15 from three-point land. And Skylar Erickson, who hit one of those, fouled out a little bit ago. Second free throw by Hollick on the way, and it's no good. And Sider Monroe will grab his 10th rebound. Sider will bring the ball off the floor. They double-team him. He stops and gives it off to Meyer. Meyer brings it to the high post, throws up a one-hand runner. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Hollick, and all of a sudden Silver Lake can't make anything. To good. Good in the front court. Meyer tries to make the steal. They've got good trapped a little bit here. 5 second count on and a timeout, and a wise one because it was happening right in front of Matt Drew, and Giltner will call the timeout. But we are down to 35 seconds to go in the game. Giltner has the ball and still a 65-60 lead. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball as well as the NBA on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
A big second half for Kearney Catholic. They were actually down at halftime, and they come back to beat Arcadia Loup City 61-41. Here, Giltner trying to get the ball in. Almost stolen away by Monroe. Good has it. Now they're playing keep away. 30 seconds to go. Just holding the ball, Jared Hastings. Now puts it on the floor. Kicks it off in the corner to Hendricks, and Silver Lake needs to foul. 25 seconds to go. Monroe comes out, tried to foul and missed. And finally a foul with 19 seconds called on Journey Erickson, his second. But they ran off some valuable time. Jared Hastings hasn't been to the line, but he's the game's leading scorer with 19. In the double bonus, a chance to put it away. The first one is short. Checking in will be Dakota Jamison, Mark Thurston, who they put in there for fouling purposes. Checks out. Second free throw now for Jared Hastings on the way, and it's good. So it's a six-point game, 66-60. They try to deny Monroe, lob it into Meyer. They need a quick three. 15 seconds, they get it to Monroe off a couple of screens. Fires the three, hits the front of the rim. No good. Rebound run down by Giltner, and they get out of trouble with it. Out ahead, they throw it away because they had Nick Preissler for a layup, and they overthrow him, but it doesn't matter. There's only 4 seconds left, and they've got to travel the length of the court down by six, even though they got a timeout. So the Mustangs trying to make a baseball pass, end up throwing it in short to Monroe. Monroe up ahead. Quentin Journey's three at the horn is no good. And that is the basketball game. Silver Lake doesn't score in the final 2.5 minutes. They cut it to 61-60. And Giltner just hit enough free throws and a bucket there from Lichty to finish on a 5-0 run. And kind of like we saw in the girls' game, Giltner made the final run to win it. They won it 39-34 in the girls. They win it 66-60 here in the boys, their third highest point output of the entire season. For Silver Lake, they have been over 60 five or six times this year, but needed more this evening. 66-60, the final score. Giltner picks up the win. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show comes your way after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well, with locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Welcome back to Giltner. It was a good doubleheader tonight. Giltner sweeps Silver Lake, but both games came down to the final minute, and it's time for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Giltner, and Campbell on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The UNK women fell tonight at Pittsburgh State 87-68. Right now, the Pittsburgh State men lead UNK in the second half 64-58. We'll give you some high school scores here in just a moment, including a final on Central Catholic St. Cecilia as they're heading towards the buzzer. First off, Silver Lake tonight. Six players score. Blake Meyer, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Journey Erickson tied for the team high with 16 points. 3 rebounds. Dakota Jamison, 7 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Skylar Erickson, 9 points, 5 rebounds. Quentin Journey, 6 points, 3 rebounds. And Siler Monroe, a little below his season average of 21. He had 16 points and 10 rebounds. 14 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting for Silver Lake, 9 of 12 in the first half, 5 of 8 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 0 of 4 in the first half, 2 of 13 in the second half. Turnovers for the Mustangs, 9 in the first half. I had them for only 3 in the second half of play. Silver Lake had 29 points at halftime, 31 in the second half. They finished with 60 points, 27 rebounds, 14 out of 20 at the free throw line, 2 of 17 from three-point land, 2 block shots, and 12 turnovers. And Silver Lake will now drop their third in a row after winning 4 straight. And again, this was their first game in 10 days. They lost in the first round of the Twin Valley Conference Tournament back on the 3rd, so they had a long time off. They return home tomorrow, and it will not be easy. Wilcox Hildreth is 19-1, ranked 3rd in D2. They go in, and then Silver Lake will wrap things up on the road at Shelton on Friday the 20th. We'll be back with a chat with Giltner coach Matt Drew and a look at the final numbers for the Hornets right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Giltner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
Welcome back to the New West Postgame Show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers in the basketball game for the Giltner Hornets, and then we'll have a chance to chat with Coach Matt Drew. For Giltner tonight, they had a total of 8 players score. Brett Good had 4 points and 4 rebounds. He had a block shot. Christian Lichty, solid game for Christian tonight, 13 points and 1 rebound. Key moment, key stretch in the game when Giltner fell behind to go into the start of the second quarter. He had a 6-point run there in the second quarter to help them get the lead back. Jared Hastings led the way tonight, 20 points, 13 of those in the second half. He had a 10-point third quarter. He had 4 rebounds. Nick Preissler, 4 points, 6 rebounds. Trevor Phillips hit 2 threes in the third quarter. He had 6 points. Ben Hendricks, 9 points, 5 rebounds and a block. Justin Joyce had a couple of rebounds. Alex Garacki had 6 points, 4 rebounds and a block. And Corey Hollick tonight, 4 points, 7 rebounds, and 1 block. 13 rebounds in the first half, 20 in the second half, and a lot of those were on the offensive end where they had some second-chance opportunities. Free throw shooting, 4 of 5 in the first half, 9 of 15 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 10 in the first half, about 5 of 7 in the second half. Turnovers, 8 in the first half, 10 in the second half. So Giltner, even though they were minus 7 in turnovers in the second half, hit those threes to kind of negate that, had a lot of second-chance opportunities. 28 points at halftime, 38 in the second half. Giltner with their third-highest output of the year, 66 points, 33 rebounds, 13 out of 20 at the free-throw line, 7 of 17 from three-point land, 4 blocks, 18 turnovers. Giltner now is 11-9 as they get ready to host Hampton tomorrow and McCool Junction 1 week from Friday. And Coach Matt Drew hoping to have a 4-game winning streak when they head in to sub-districts. He joins us now. And, Coach, good to see you on your home turf. Congratulations, man.
Yeah, thanks for coming out. We appreciate it. Good luck.
Well, I know that we've had a variety of Giltner games, mostly on the breeze. Good to see you over here with us tonight. And it was an entertaining basketball game. It was going to be hard to press to find out what kind of style, because Silver Lake over the years would have played that kind of a game that would have been in the upper 30s to low 40s. But that third quarter, the teams really got out, got after it, put up 46 total points, and neither team really seemed to mind that too much.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
coaches might have, but the teams did.
Yeah, I was disappointed with our defense, but, you know, we've talked about shooting and being able to shoot, and, you know, you must be good luck because we usually don't shoot the three that well. It was nice to have Phillips hit one, and Ben Hendricks has been hot of late, so that's good, great to see. We expect Jared to make his shot, so you know, they packed in the zone, they scouted us, they knew that that was our weak point. So I think last year when we played Hampton, we missed our first 20, so they know we're not the best shooters.
I know you're coming off the three-game losing streak, then you beat Dorchester, but all three of those teams really solid high plains, Bruning, Davenport, Shickley. Four of your nine losses have been to those two teams right there. How did you think you played during that stretch compared to how you played the last two games?
Oh, you know, similar, just they punish you more. We're just so inconsistent. Like, we go on that 8-0 run to go up by eight, and then we do two silly things and allow them to make two layups. You know, letting the guy drive coast-to-coast drives you nuts. I think we had to use a timeout on that one. But, you know, we just keep talking about getting better, not always worrying about the score, just everyone playing together. And we finally had all our shooters get on, but then our post players didn't play that great tonight. So, you know, we really wanted to hurt them more inside than we did. And Corey Hollick's good enough to do that. He's a big kid in there, and he's really started to come on. He's just got to trust himself more.
Yeah, you could tell that he worked so hard to get the ball tonight. It was one of those cases where, with no disrespect, he kind of looked like a freshman. He's going, I got the ball, and he put it up too hard about four or five times. Then you start to get a little frustrated. But down the stretch, he made a couple of nice plays for you.
Yeah, and, you know, he's really come on as a shot blocker earlier in the year. He's so worried about not fouling. But I think that's, you know, like you said, he's just getting more mature, and you hope that having the ball doesn't scare him as much in the future. You know, he's going to have to make shots in the sub-districts and such.
Obviously, and we're talking with Matt Drew, head coach here at Giltner, the scoring significantly went down had it not been for you hitting eight free throws there in the fourth quarter. There wouldn't have been a whole lot of scoring, and you took Siler Monroe out of the game. They forced it to him there the last 90 seconds, but he rarely even touched the ball there in the fourth quarter until it was desperation time.
Yeah, we ran a triangle too, you know, just trying to deny him and number five the ball, Erickson. You know, I thought in the first half we did a good job of denying him the ball in our zone too. Just, you know, they got some good bounces and we made some really silly mistakes under our own hoop. So, you know, I thought we defended him well. You know, when he pulls up from the spike line that one time, you just have to tip the cap if that goes in, I guess. But I thought we executed, I think, only one shot where we didn't close out the way I'd want us to. We played pretty smart. We just, you know, we have to be stronger with the ball. And like you said, our posts got to be stronger. They played well at the end of the fourth quarter, but we need to play well for all four quarters.
It's all about the postseason now, getting some momentum. Obviously, the next two teams are sub 500, but you're not 20-0 either. So you're going to get some competition in conference games and rival games and home games. You want to defend your home court, but you get ready for the postseason. Wilcox Hildreth is in your sub-district. It's a little bit different than the girls. They're sitting there with that one-loss record. What do you want to see here in the next week to give yourself a chance when you go up to Wood River in 10 days?
Oh, you know, we played pretty poorly, I thought, the first time. Heartland Lutheran's probably who will play the first round. So, you know, I know coaches say you go one day at a time, but, you know, next week, Monday, Tuesday, we're going to look at those teams and try to figure out what we can do and work on those things. And, you know, I am an FKC guy, but I've not seen Wilcox in a long time. So we'll see. Our coach wouldn't scout them or saw them. They're pretty big, a lot bigger than us. So, you know, anything can happen in the sub-districts. You know, it's whoever shows up that night, and weird things can happen. I know that from experience.
Do you feel that these kids, I mean, we know the legacy. Do you feel that these kids have been there before, or do we have a new crop of kids right now in your upperclassmen?
Oh, we have a new crop of kids. I mean, these guys were freshmen the last time we won a state championship. Last year, they got kind of thrown in the fire without a lot of experience and a lot of injuries. So this is their first year playing together. You know, Good broke his leg last year, so he didn't play. Lichty had a bad shoulder. Ben had to leave halfway through the year with foot surgery. Mm-hmm. So Alex Gracke's a freshman who's playing a lot for us. So these guys are going to have to, you know, that's what's important, winning this close game. Didn't look that great, but that's the best we've closed all year. Like against Cross County, we closed horribly. We should have won that game. And just figuring those things out, you can start to see those things as a coach, and it makes you very proud.
I'll tell you what, and kind of overlooked is that Garacki is a freshman, and he had a nice, solid start to the ball game for you tonight. Can make some free throws and can give you some valuable minutes. So Matt, we'll let you get to work, get home, so you can be back tomorrow.
Yeah, don't be a stranger. You're always welcome in Giltner.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, thanks.
Great
see
to
ya.
See you. The head coach at Giltner, Matt Drew. I knew him when he was a little guy back there in the day. We're going to take a final break, wrap things up from Giltner after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Carney Towing and Repair.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
All right, let's look at some scores and put you on your way as you're heading home. Should have had somebody warm up the vehicle. It's that kind of night, right, folks? Let's look at the girls' finals from around the area. Adams Central beat Ravenna 63-46. Columbus SCOTUS down St. Paul 53-36. Deschler over Red Cloud 59-24. Earlier here, Giltner scores the final 8 points to beat Silver Lake 39-34. St. Cecilia over Grand Island Central Catholic 80-36. Kearney Catholic over Arcadia Loup City 85-19. Minden over Wood River 57-20. Also in girls action tonight from the listening area, I think maybe that's about it. Waverly beats Hastings 28-24 was the girls' final at Waverly. Not much on the boys' side. Lexington beats Alliance. They've started that weekend series where the teams in our area play the Panhandle teams in Scottsbluff, Alliance, and Garing. And Lexington boys beat Alliance tonight 50-48. Kearney Catholic beat Arcadia Loup City 61-41. Ravenna leads Adams Central 38-31 after three. Wood River beat Minden 66-52. And Caleb, if you could fire me an update on that St. Cecilia Central Catholic score, we'll pass that along as well. The UNK women fell tonight to 10th-ranked Pittsburgh State 87-68. The men were behind at last check. And with 12.5 to go at Pinnacle Bank Arena, it's Nebraska 44, Iowa 40, and that game currently airing on the Breeze 94.5. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. St. Cecilia avenges their only loss of the year, pulling away in the fourth quarter to beat Grand Island Central Catholic 59-47. Again, here earlier tonight, the Giltner girls survived to go to 18-3, while Silver Lake falls to 14-8, and they could face each other next week in the sub-district final. 39-34, Giltner was led by Shelby Henricks with 13.7 rebounds. Janie Tompkin made the steal and layup to end the game, 9 points, 8 rebounds for Silver Lake. Jocelyn Grable, 13 points, 10 points for Alyssa Ehrman. And in the boys' game, back and forth, but Giltner gets 20 points from Jared Hastings, 13 from Christian Lichty, as they down Silver Lake 66-60. Journey Erickson and Sana Monroe each had 16. Tomorrow night, Kearney High will host Lincoln Southwest on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Elm Creek will be at Amherst here on Classic Hits. Saturday, here on Classic Hits at 2, it's the finals of the D3 District Wrestling Tournament, plus our annual Classic Hits Wrestling Rally Sunday from 3 to 5:30. We'll talk with area coaches and their state qualifiers. And don't forget, all six games of the Heartland Hoops Classic Saturday at the Heartland Events Center, beginning with Ravenna Amherst at 11 and at 12:45, Hastings St. Cecilia, Bruning, Davenport, Shickley. The first early games, we'll say, are on ESPN Radio, and the evening games after wrestling will be here on Classic Hits. For our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, and all the folks here, again, a big thank you to the sponsors, to Kurt Polt and the crew here at Giltner. Giltner sweeps the doubleheader tonight, 39-34 over Silver Lake and the girls, 66-60 of the boys. This is Doug Duda saying good night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.